Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Wendy's Big Show, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're joined right now by our green and gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, and one of Gary Ellerson's good friends, Ryan Wood, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Not sure about that anymore after the picture that he tweeted out earlier today of how he was dressed. Ryan Wood, can you please explain to me? We retweeted it out on the Fan account. I showed Baby Tosh. He didn't really know what to make of it. Leroy saw it, asked if that was a current picture of you. I said it was. Well, what in the world did you have wrapped around your head with like pirate earrings hanging from your ears and everything else? Was that just a joke, or are you walking around Green Bay looking like that?
Oh God, you saw that, huh?
Yeah. Retweeted it. Yeah, said we may need an intervention on the big show today.
Thanks for that. I appreciate giving it even more exposure.
Sure.
It was an inside joke. My colleagues Jim Mazarski and Olivia Reiner, their live streamer, kind of in conjunction with Za'Darius Smith saying today that he's got a Halloween-themed sack celebration planned, which is a little presumptuous because they haven't been getting to Derek Carr much this season as a whole, but he's got this Halloween-themed sack celebration planned. We're saying that, you know, I do the Facebook Live post-game every Sunday and saying that I'd have to do a Halloween-themed whatever. And was telling them basically it was an inside joke. Basically, it doesn't go well when I do Halloween, as you can tell.
That picture definitely does not go well. I mean, I
had no idea it was you.
It's not very flattering. I won't.
Yeah, no, that didn't go well at all. But Za'Darius Smith also, I believe, said that Matt LaFleur has put a rule in place as far as when he can do his sack dance. Right?
It's not when. It's more. A time limit in certain situations, or as Preston Smith said, being situationally aware. So this is, it's humorous to me how much this has kind of spiraled into, oh my goodness, you know. But, you know, yesterday Za'Darius Smith said that, you know, the sack celebrations, for example, I think Monday night, what was the fake nap or whatever, because he'd missed a meeting or whatever. Saying that those were going to go by the wayside, and basically said, ask Coach why. Well, today, Matt LaFleur is like, no, that's not true. You can celebrate a sack. I mean, it would have been weird not to. The guy's 39. He's way too young to be going with this whole get off my lawn stance. So it just didn't make sense, right? But he reiterated that you can celebrate a sack. He just doesn't want you celebrating a sack so long that you're on the field when the punt team comes on. So
That's understandably so. What would Forrest Gregg say about your sack celebrations, Gary? If anybody had some of those, missing a meeting.
Tim Harris had the pistols.
Yes, six shooters.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, he was.
What if he did a celebration
joking about
missing a meeting?
Yeah, we ain't talking about that, guys. Hey, Woody, we did a topic today on who is the face of the NFL.
Isn't it Tom Brady until he retires?
Thank you. That's what I said.
Well, I said Patrick Mahomes, and Gary thought last night that maybe you signified it a little bit with the reaction to Mahomes going down.
I guess I can only speak for me, and I don't know that I'm a definitive authority on who is the face of the NFL.
Right.
But for me, I think it's Tom Brady until he retires, and I've always thought of Patrick Mahomes, not always, for the past year, I guess.
Right.
I thought of Patrick Mahomes as next.
Has Aaron Rodgers...
When Andrew Luck retired, I kind of thought that Andrew Luck might be next, too. But
right.
I think when Andrew Luck retired especially, Patrick Mahomes, to me, is next.
Has Aaron Rodgers ever been the face of the NFL?
Maybe in spurts, but, boy, I mean, him, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, some of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, they picked the wrong era if they wanted that distinction, because Tom Brady is the GOAT.
All right.
That's for sure. Ryan Wood at Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is the guy that needs to be knocked off the pedestal, and I think that's where a lot of that conversation does start and end. Ryan, going into this week, what are the Packers going to do trying to stop the run of Josh Jacobs?
To try to do what they did last week, which, I mean, there was nothing fancy that they did last week against Kerryon Johnson. It's just that they didn't screw it up. I mean, they were assignment sure. There weren't the MAs that you see a lot. They saw a lot for the first five games. And it's, you know, Mike Pettine kind of unsolicited gave Dean Lowry a shout out for the way that he played Monday. But it was also kind of like there's a reason why it was unsolicited a shout out, right? I mean, Dean Lowry is a guy that is capable of playing very, very well. He showed that Monday. He had a heck of a game. Hadn't shown that much through the first five games, and Mike Pettine was kind of the first to say Dean Lowry is not happy with himself. And so, you know, and he said Kenny Clark stepped up. So guys played better, but a big part of that is just the Packers' run defense has really been its own enemy through the first five games, and it wasn't against the Lions, and we'll see if it can continue that against Josh Jacobs.
You know, this run game for the Green Bay Packers coming into this game with all these wide receivers and all that stuff. Aaron Jones obviously didn't have a great game last week. Jamal Williams did. I think between the two of them, they may get 30 or 40 carries in this game. And maybe they switch to really relying on that ground game and taking some pressure off of those wide receivers.
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is ever going to be in a game where there's 40 runs. I mean, that's a lot. I get why you're saying that. I don't know if that's within the realm of reality, and if it is, I'll eat crow. I do think, though, that they're going to do what they've done the last 2 weeks, and the running game has carried this thing, this offense, the past couple weeks. I think it's going to have to again. They're going to strive for balance. It's going to be real interesting. I kind of feel like Marquez Valdes-Scantling might play, and I've kind of had that feeling all week. They're not going to have Jaramo Allison. He's doubtful. Devontae Adams is already out. Robert Tonyan is listed as doubtful. So, you know, they're going to have Jimmy Graham, but, you know, I don't know what Jimmy Graham can really do. so, yeah, it's going to be the run game, but 40 is a lot.
No, and I think, you know, when you look at this game tomorrow, to me it lines up as this offensive line for the Raiders against the Packers defensive line and how that stacks up. Is Clark available to play?
Yeah, Kenny Clark's listed as questionable. So I think it's, you know, he was limited participation today after not practicing Thursday. And I think it's trending in the right direction.
You know, when we talk about this Packers team and this Raiders game this week, which, you know, you can say you're not lucky because you might have without your three starting wide receivers, but then Patrick Mahomes goes down, and now you don't have to worry about Patrick Mahomes against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind of just feels like things are kind of going the Packers' way a little bit this year on the schedule.
Don't call me crazy, but I mean, and I'm not saying this is not a prediction. Okay, don't say they were going to do this.
It's a spoiler.
9-1's on the table. It's on the table.
Uh-huh.
9-1 is on the table. Now, yeah. I don't know. They could always slip up here or there. I mean, it could be an 8-2. It could be a 7-3. Neither of which, by the way, are bad records by any stretch. But when you look at the schedule, it is no question coming up easier than what we thought it would be in April. And that doesn't always happen. A year ago, when the 18 schedule was released in April, we saw those four straight road games at New England, L.A., Minnesota, and Seattle in November. All of us were like, that's hell.
Ryan, don't get caught in this. Let's just stick to the way.
Leroy doesn't like high expectations. You got to lower your bar for Leroy.
No, and that's just silly to say. It is, because
they should be thinking that internally. Are you kidding? Should be thinking internally 9-1 is possible.
Don't nobody think like what Steve is saying. No, that's just some silliness.
What do they think? 500 should be the goal for the team?
No, they think about the Raiders.
We're not players. We're not in the locker room. Neither are you. You're just outside looking at the schedule.
Well, let me stay in the players' lane and talk about the Raiders, okay? Because it's the same thing Wisconsin going through with Illinois. They're thinking about Ohio State and Illinois are going to trip them up, and the people like Steve is going to rip them.
Illinois,
well,
heck
why
of...
did you look past them?
Hey,
so we're not
Illinois
playing
easier
that...
than the Raiders. That's not fair.
You listen.
That's
whatever.
Fair. That's fair. Look, what I'm saying is this. You're right. That they should be thinking 1-0 each.
Yes! Let Steve not play that stuff, man.
But they should be thinking about winning as many games as they can, because they don't want to go in January to the Superdome. They don't want to go in January to Seattle.
Agreed. Hey, man, you're good, you're good.
This team at 5-1 positioned itself to start thinking more about seeding than about playoffs.
We ain't been around long enough to be thinking like that, right? This team just got together. We need to enjoy this while
they're
we can.
They're 5-1.
Well, listen.
They're 5-1.
And let's get this 6-1. Let's get to 6-1. The more game they win, I'm fine with it. But I don't want Steve.
I'm not playing in the game Sunday, and I'm not coaching the game. I'm telling you that when you look at the schedule, it opens up to where 9-1 is an actual possibility.
Stay with
it, does, it
you
does.
Stay with it, Ryan.
Come on, Ryan. Listen, you fight the good fight. Fight the good fight.
Trust me when I tell you, you never want to agree with Steve, because Steve will flip on you in a second. He's going to say, you said it, if it don't happen.
Not at all.
Ryan Wood said it.
I'm
telling you, man, all this expectation stuff, man, that's hogwash. I don't even know how to spell that. But let's get back to these Raiders, because I remember shutting these guys out back in 1993.
It's not living in the past. Let's talk about the Raiders this week.
It is the Raiders. That's why I said they're going to shut them out again.
You're going to shut them out?
Yeah.
What's the score, Leroy?
28-0.
Steve, what's that, Steve?
The Packers going to win.
That's almost rolled the helmets out twice.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just saying what I'm saying. They're going to shut them out.
This defense
is for real. They're looking at Wallace as their number one guy. Okay? Their receivers, don't underestimate them.
Yeah.
They got a rookie running back, fine. Derek Carr, six touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's still on that list somewhere to throw you a couple picks.
Throw you.
The weather's changing. It's going to be below zero to these guys when they get here. I expect for the Packers to stay focused on beating the Raiders. If whatever happens next week, they can't control that. So I'm just saying this team seems to be more focused. This is not a question, by the way. I'm just making a statement. I think these guys need to stay focused, because it is a lot of injuries. Okay. These guys ain't been around long enough to even look past guys. They're excited about the opportunity that they're getting these headlines, and their headlines supposed to be Dallas and some of these other guys.
For sure.
So, again, I think they're going to shut them out, and I'm going to be excited because they stay focused on this week. This is a mentally tough team, and they get it from their head coach.
Yeah. Gary, do you think it's more feasible that the Packers go 9-1 or that they shut the Raiders out 28-0?
What's more feasible?
Yeah, what's more likely to happen?
The Packers shut him out 28-0.
Ryan Wood, what would you say?
What are you answers, Steve?
I think it's more feasible they go 9-1.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't think they can shut the Raiders out.
I think it's more feasible that somebody's
the
about
Raiders
to
are coming off a bye.
What does that mean?
That's tough. You got 2 weeks to prepare.
You still got the Smith
brothers.
It helps
for Detroit to come out of a bye. They come out first play in 2 weeks, and they go with the flea flick for 66 yards.
They lost, man. What are you talking about, Ryan? Why are you lowering the bar being out with Steve? Get back up with platinum, man. You mess with bronze with Steve. I need you to be up here, man.
All right,
I'm
gonna
text you. I'm gonna call you. Like, get up.
No,
I'm gonna call you during the break.
Don't do that.
He ready for it.
Let him go and live his life after he tells us who he thinks gonna win on Sunday.
Hey, man, I'm gonna come stay at your place, man.
I'm with Leroy in this sense. I think there's going to be too much Packers defense for the Raiders to win in Lambeau Field. I don't think it's going to be a shutout. I think it will be a close game. I'll say 23-20. I think it's going to be an ugly game on the Packers offense, rightly so. I mean, they're depleted at receiver. They're going to have just enough offense to get through here. But they're going to get healthier, and I'm telling you, 23-20 this week. I think there's going to be a couple explosive plays if the Raiders come out by. Get on a Packers defense that's been giving up explosive plays. But I'm telling you, the Chargers, not as good as we thought they were. The Chiefs don't have Pat Mahomes. The Carolina Panthers after that. The Raiders this week.
Oh, my God.
It's not crazy.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week on Monday. We'll wrap this thing up.
Answer your phone, man. I'm finna call you.
That's Ryan Wood on the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Goodness gracious. That was fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.